Welcome back for the second half of Comment with me, George Galloway. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate, but it can only be a debate if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls, but your SMS and your email also. We're talking tonight about the Olympic Games on the eve of their opening in London. And already the first blunder has been made, confusing, above all, and most perplexingly, the flags of South Korea and North Korea. Don't these people know that wars are always on the edge of happening in Korea, the divided peninsula, on exactly that kind of blunder? Let's hope it doesn't get worse. But it could get worse if the torturing, murdering representative from Bahrain turns up in London. He's called Princey Nasser, and he's threatening to come here, even though he stands accused by athletes in Bahrain of actually physically torturing them with his own hands, whilst their hands were tied behind their back, of course. He's not exactly a fighter, Princey. Do you get my drift? But if he comes here, I'm going to try and arrest him, as should any right-thinking person here in this country, because we don't want to be a haven for murderers and torturers. And it's funny the British government are allowing him in. They've been very, very clear about those who are banned from Britain, but for some odd reason, they continue to roll out the red carpet for the thieves, killers, torturers of the Bahraini dictatorship. We're talking about the shooting of an unarmed Latino man in Anaheim in California, which has led to widespread trouble on the streets of the United States amongst the Latino community. An unarmed man shot dead by a police officer in Anaheim. And Sadiq in Nigeria wants to talk about just that. Sadiq, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Galloway. How are you?
I'm very well, the better for hearing from you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, well, this is my first time of being on air in this year program. I'm glad you are trying.
Thank you very much, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the police brutality in the United States.
Yes.
So, the United government have been trying to tell us they are protecting democracy, they are protecting freedom of citizens. I'm very surprised if in the United States things like this would be happening.
Well, I'm not surprised. Of course, Sadiq, there have been many, many such examples in the United States as well as in the United Kingdom. I dare say one or two in Nigeria also. These things can happen. The issue is whether they're systematic, whether there was a race issue involved, as many in the Latino community appear to think, and the issue of double standards. The United States and British governments are never ready to listen to other countries' explanations about what might have happened in terms of mistakes with their security forces, but we're expected to be sympathetic to theirs. Sadiq, welcome and thanks. Let's go to Don Moore, who's in Zimbabwe, who wants to talk about the Olympics. Don Moore, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. Hi, George Galloway.
Welcome to you. Where in Zimbabwe are you?
I'm in Zimbabwe, Harare. Hi, George Galloway.
Excellent. Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Right. I want to comment about the son of the king from Bahrain.
Yes, Princey, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's very evil. It's very barbaric. It's actually pure hypocrisy played by Britain to permit that Dracula to lead that delegation into UK. Considering the brutality the Bahrainians are suffering.
You're right. Zimbabwe is banned from coming here for the games, but Bahrain is welcome.
I'm saying the leader of that delegation from Bahrain.
Yeah.
Why on earth is Britain permitting that son, considering the brutality and the innocent blood he's spilling, to lead that delegation into the Olympics?
Because the British government is governed by hypocrites. They don't care about human rights, neither in Zimbabwe nor in Bahrain. They only care about playing the card of human rights where it suits them and withholding it where it doesn't suit them. That's the point, Don Moore.
Okay, fine.
Thank you for that call from Zimbabwe. Must press on. Adam in the UK, he wants to talk about Bahrain also. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, George, by the way. Thank you very much once again.
Nice to hear from you. Go on.
Yeah, Mr. George, I'm really appalled by what is happening in Bahrain, especially the arms which is being sent by British government and American government to go and kill these innocent people there. But these people should realize that one day the relative of those who are being killed can even strike in any part of the world, aiming at the British and American. Would that be good to them? They are just after their interests. They don't want even to know about whether the local people are suffering there.
One reaps what one sows in life, Adam. Good point. Not a great line, but a point well made. Let's go back to the Nigeria and talk to a name I can't quite make out, HDLRY. Doesn't sound right to me, but he wants to talk about the U.S. shooting. Yes, my friend, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, you're Hello. Welcome. Go on.
Yeah, I must commend your work. Yeah, you're doing a good job there. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to comment about the shooting in America.
Yes.
U.S., they portray themselves as the democracy of the world. But it's unfortunate of what you are seeing now. I believe that their democracy is a cosmetic democracy. And they are giving us double standard that we ought not to believe whatever they are saying anymore. It's unfortunate that the civilians they are also protect is what they are killing now.
Well, I didn't get very much. I didn't get very much of that. I didn't get very much of that. But if the point that you were making, sir, is that these champions of democracy aren't as democratic in their own countries as they like to pretend they are, and are happy to support brute dictatorship in any part of the world, as long as that dictatorship does their bidding, if that was the point that you were making, I entirely concur with it. Now, we try and get emails up here on the comment wall. Let's see what we've got in so far. We want your country, your point of view, up here on the comment wall. This one from Abdul Gelli, unknown. There's a story building up silently in the Horn of Africa. Do you know that on top of the estimated 25,000 African troops, that British boots went in on the ground in Somalia this week? None of the British papers carried stories regarding the latest deployment of British troops in another foreign country. Well, I didn't know that either. So please send me further particulars, if you would, about that. But the Horn of Africa is definitely coming to the boil, and it's the familiar old culprits, the usual suspects, who are heating it up. Let's take one more email on the comment wall before going to the next caller. This one is from Mahdi from Tehran. I think that killing Muslim people of Myanmar has been under the direct supervision of the United States. I think Mr. Obama should give answers to the Muslim people all over the world. And the problem is that the United States and its allies' work is insecure and should be taken in front of America. Should also be pointed out that the people of Bahrain and the Bahrain human rights are rights and not to suppress them. Well, Mahdi, I have no evidence whatsoever that the government of the United States is organizing the murder of Muslims in Myanmar. I very much doubt if that's true, but if you've got evidence to the contrary, do let me have it. Let's go to London, Wimbledon, famous place, and talk to Tony about the US shooting. Tony, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, George. Always a pleasure talking to you.
And
George.
You, sir. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Really, a man of principle, and we admire you.
Thanks,
George, about the shooting in the United States of America, I'm going to be as brief as I can. Now, had this man been an Iranian or a Muslim, can you imagine the uproar? But because he is not a Muslim, everyone keeps quiet about it. You know, and then we go on to Israel. I'm glad to, as I mentioned some time back, George, that not all the Jewish people are for Netanyahu, because two young Israelis were interviewed last night, and they said they're against what Netanyahu is doing. This is not what Judaism stands for. There's a difference between Zionism and Judaism, and people are beginning to see the difference between the two.
Well said, Tony. A point I couldn't have made better myself, and won't try to. All the best to you. Let's talk to one of my favorite callers of all time, Shaista in South Africa, about Bahrain. Shaista, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Mr. Galloway. A blessed Ramadan Mubarak to you and everyone in Press TV. And always a pleasure to speak to you and be on Press TV, because I feel this is the only platform I get where I can give my voice out, Mr. Galloway.
Well, your voice rings loud and clear because of the purity of your heart, Shaista. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Galloway. Mr. Galloway, I know you gave out a message to Princey, but this message from me to you to give him, when he lands in London, Mr. Galloway, you take him and you torture him for every single Bahraini citizen that he has tortured. You give him back every single bit of treatment that he has given the Bahraini people, that he's stolen from the Bahraini people. Mr. Galloway, for the past year or so, I come on Press TV to say how there's been such a media blackout when it comes to regards to Bahrain in particular, and the only platform that we are given for Bahrain is on Press TV. There is no support whatsoever for Bahrain on the Muslim media outlet, even in here in my own country in South Africa, which is disgusting. But when it comes to issues like Palestine and many other countries, they are given this platform. Why not Bahrain? Can you give us one reason why Bahrain is not?
Well, I will give you the reason. But before doing so, I must make this clear. I know that you were talking tongue in cheek. I would never torture anyone, because God made every person on this earth, and no human being has the right to torture another human being. I would do better than that with Princey if I get my hands on him. I'll subject him to the legal and civilized conduct of an arrest. He would be held in a cell in London where no one will torture him. No Princey from Buckingham Palace will come and tie him up so that he can torture him. No Princey from Buckingham Palace will threaten to murder him or assault his relatives or violate his sisters, his daughters, or his wives. No one will physically abuse him. No one will give him a trumped-up trial. He'll get a fair trial, at the end of which he'll be found guilty or not guilty by a jury of his peers. In short, all the things that he will not give to the people of his own country, Bahrain. In short, we will not do to him all the things that he is doing to his own people in Bahrain. Now, to answer your question, Shaista, is a very melancholy task for me, because there can be only one explanation for this. There can be only one explanation for the fact that the Muslim media, even in your country, is ignoring the plight of the people of Bahrain. It's a very ugly word. It's a very dirty concept. I hesitate even to enunciate it in the month of Ramadan. But the only explanation can be the wickedness, the evil, the sinfulness of sectarianism. It can only be because the dictators of Bahrain are Sunni, and the majority of the people of Bahrain are Shiite. Sorry to say, but that's the only possible explanation for that dichotomy. Shaista, thanks as always. Let's talk to Abdul Malik in Nigeria about the Birmingham boys and the US shooting. Abdul Malik, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Abdul Malik.
Thank you, George Galloway.
You're welcome. Go on, sir.
Thank you, George. I so much love you.
Thank you, brother.
I so much love you, and I so much love Press TV.
Thank you. We love you and all our friends in Nigeria. We should organize a big event in a stadium in Nigeria, and I should come and talk to it, don't you think?
Yeah. What I want to speak about the United States of America, the government of the United States of America.
Yes.
This is an opportunity for the people of the United States of America. Time has come for the end of all this brutality. They should see what the life wasted by the West in Bahrain, Syria, or the Middle East. They will not be afraid of death because they have the West have a lot of blood in their hands. Let them give their life for the sake of the peace of this world. Let them come forward all together and stop all this autocratic government of the world, the United States. Because the United States are puppet of the Zionists. Let them come forward, and they should take example from the people of Bahrain. They have laid down their lives. So what are they afraid for? Let them come out in mass and stop this killing.
Okay.
It's enough.
Look,
it's enough.
Abdul Malik, powerful points, some of which I agree with. The line's not clear, but your argument was strong. I need to demur at the idea that the Americans are puppets of the Israelis. The tail can never wag the dog. The dog is the most powerful, richest country on the earth. Its tail is the 7 million citizens of Israel, many of whom, as was said earlier from Tony in Wimbledon, are actually against the policies of the state. In any case. So I cannot let that pass because it isn't true. It's not possible for a small country of 7 million people to dictate to a country of 300 million people. But undoubtedly, the rest of the points that you made are very well made indeed. Let's go to Mr. Ali in London on Bahrain. Mr. Ali, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, George. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And to you, sir. Go ahead.
What I don't understand, George, the United Nations and the Security Council, the way I understand, is only open for certain countries. They are not for international. They are not acting international law. Like when we see about more than one year, the crackdown of the Bahraini people and other countries. But as soon as something does happen in Syria, they took a resolution of the Security Council. That means they are not allies to American and Western countries.
Well, yeah, and when the Security Council refused to follow the US-UK diktat, the US-UK promptly announced that they will act in defiance of the Security Council, unilaterally. So it's a triple whammy, actually, Ali. It's a triple whammy. First of all, Bahrain doesn't get a look in the Security Council. Secondly, Syria does get a look in. And thirdly, when the Security Council refuses to support the US-UK position on Syria, then these two countries announce that they will be doing exactly as they please, whether the UN Security Council likes it or not. That's the world order that we have. And it's the world order against which we have to ceaselessly struggle. Ali, thanks very much for that call. I'm having some difficulties with callers this evening in terms of quality of the line, in terms of having them put through. Please forgive me for that. And let's recap, if I may, on the big issue, which is burning, actually, in the Ummah now, but which has achieved remarkably little coverage, is the massacre of the Muslim people of Burma, the Rohingya people. I want to really go with this issue. I want to really highlight this issue. So if you have any details that I don't yet possess, please send them to me. You can follow me on Facebook, George Galloway MP. In fact, why don't every one of you watching this now join me on Facebook, George Galloway MP. You can follow me on Twitter, at George Galloway. You can follow me by downloading the Gallo app, entirely free of charge from iTunes. You can follow my new YouTube channel called Malacca Red on YouTube, where you'll find some remarkable old footage and I hope some new stuff that you will enjoy and learn from as well. Keep me posted on Burma as well as other matters. Let's talk to Mohammed in London on the subject of Bahrain. Mohammed, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much, George. It's good to speak to you.
And you, sir. Go ahead, please.
I'm just wondering about Bahrain. Bahrain, see, the system in Bahrain is just, well, you know how it is.
It's just organized crime, Mohammed.
Exactly. And it's not even fair. Actually, they put in people in prison without even giving them a full trial or nothing. I mean, without even giving them a say, which is not even fair at all whatsoever. And plus, there's a lot of killing that's happening there that's not even being reported.
Yeah, yeah.
It is all being done.
If it wasn't for Press TV, Mohammed, nobody in the world would know anything was happening in Bahrain.
Exactly. And the UK, and the United States, and the people that's loyal to the Bahraini government, they're all hiding all those stuff and all those... Because it's all obvious, like... They will, you know, if the Bahraini government collapses, then there's no way the U.S. and U.K. can, you know, start messing about with, you know, the other... So, yeah.
No, you're absolutely right, Mohammed. And it's not about Bahrain. It's really important for Bahraini people to understand this. It makes it even more difficult for them to take, I know. But it happens to be the truth. The British and American governments don't give that for these corpulent tyrants in Bahrain. Princey... They wouldn't care whether I arrested him or not. They wouldn't care if he put on a pair of Speedos and went to do some synchronized swimming with the Bahraini ladies swimming team, if you get my drift. They don't care about these tyrants at all. They're defending the dictatorship in Bahrain because if the dictatorship in Bahrain were to fall, the dictatorship in what they call Saudi Arabia would be right behind. And that threat of democracy in Saudi Arabia is the threat that they are petrified of. You see, they pretend they're in favor of democracy in Syria. They pretend they're in favor of democracy all over the world. But in truth, they want to keep the tyrants in Arabia in power because those tyrants govern their countries in the interests of the West, not the interests of their own people. Well, it's been marvelous for me. I hope it was for you. Till next week, God willing, may you go in peace.
Hello, just comment your name and the place you left that number. And just make sure the phone, your television volume is set to 0.
0, 0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You need to put through this phone number.